And after 14 years or so, he is back. Sacha Baron Cohen stars as Borat in a sequel on Amazon Prime. And just like the last time, it's raucous, this time much more politically charged.
14 years ago, I released a movie film which brought great shame to Kazakhstan. But now I was instructed to return to Yankee Land to carry out secret mission.
I go to America!
Film critic Christian Toto tells us the new Borat film starts off strong and, in his opinion, gets weaker.
I want to start with the title. It's called Borat Subsequent Movie Film. And I think the film itself actually peaks with the title, which just made me giggle. I thought it was very clever and funny. And, you know, this is a character we have not seen officially for 14 years. He's popped up now and again, but it's certainly not in movie form. And it's all about his quest to tweak the Trump administration in many ways. And, you know, the first film wasn't political. It was certainly more culturally observed. And this one isn't. It kind of goes in a different direction. Even for those who want to get the Trump jokes in there, a lot of them feel kind of stale. And that's part of the problem with any movie. By the time you get your material together, a lot of the stuff's been told, been said, been shared. And frankly, late night TV does a pretty commendable job of telling those jokes. So I think from that perspective, the film doesn't really kind of carry its weight. But also, this is a very tough thing to do again. Part of the problem here is that people recognize Borat, so he can't do that candid camera kind of hijinks like he did the last time around. So they get around it here, but some of the new characters that Sacha Baron Cohen plays just aren't as memorable or interesting as the Borat character. So you're kind of getting segued here and there. And finally, where are the laughs? The movie starts strong. I was laughing quite a bit. And yes, it is very hard R-rated. So if you have delicate sensibilities with comedy, stay far, far away from anything related to Borat because he always goes there. But I'd say about 30 minutes into the film, the laughs really dry up. So I think this was kind of a lightning in the bottle comedy moment back in 2006. And while I love Sacha Baron Cohen, I think he's very talented, I don't think it really merited a second film.
What is this we're hearing about a sidebar story with the daughter character and how it actually is a bit touching? I don't know if you found it that way, but I'm hearing other reviews that did find that.
Well, part of the shtick here is that Borat is very dismissive of women. The sort of the thinking here is in his culture, men are considered far more important. So he doesn't really take his daughter seriously. But as the movie goes on, they get the chance to know each other. They bond a bit. It's just one of many elements I don't think really kind of comes together in a proper way. You know, listen, a Borat character is meant to be outrageous and wild and crazy. I don't blame a filmmaker from trying to make a little bit of a story here, some sort of, a sense of bonding and heart. But I don't think it really kind of comes together. I think that the chasm is too wide. And I think you really should focus on the laughs. And I don't think they really are present enough to make it worth your while.
Christian Toto with HollywoodInToto.com on Skype. He says the first half hour of the Borat sequel is funny, and then, in his opinion, it goes south. The movie on Amazon Prime is getting a lot of positive reviews as well.